Hello, Jason.
Hi, Jason. Jason, this is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke a couple of weeks ago prior to that as well regarding branding your business on Google. I wanted to find out, I mean, are you still waiting on the licensing from the state?
They actually just got it to me.
You did? Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you were waiting for a very, very long time, so I'm glad you finally got that. Did you ever have a chance to take a deeper look at the email that I sent out to you? Okay. Did you have any questions?
I watched the video.
Okay.
No, it looked pretty good, actually.
Okay, gotcha. I know that we did cover quite a bit. Again, it is a month-to-month service, and, you know, it's just our job to make sure that people can find that website without already knowing the name of your business. And that is a fixed rate, at a flat rate, completely all-inclusive. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. And, of course, like I said, you'd have that detailed tracking and reporting system, too, so you can see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. If it's something that you did want to move forward with, would we be promoting not only the website that you've got already? This is the best phone number for your customers to call. Is it also the best number for us to use to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And it is a smartphone, too, right? You can receive text messages.
I'm sorry, I was getting another line. I'm sorry, what was that? Yeah,
oh, that's
take
okay.
Text messages. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, because, I mean, your customers are going to call you, but when we reach out to you, we do use phone, we use text, we use email. That's usually the method that's most appropriate for the information that we're trying to get out to you. Did you, though, have a particular preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah, any of them fine. It doesn't
perfect.
Matter.
Gotcha. Wait, we never did get your last name, Jason.
Oh, ready?
Yes, sir.
H-A-N-A-U-S-K-A.
H-A-N-A-U-S-K-A. Gotcha. And then I think I did ask you before, but just to reconfirm, the address, the 8811 116th Street Southeast, that's not really an address you want your customers to know about, right? That's not like a brick-and-mortar showroom location or anything that, I mean, customers don't
right.
really come to you. You only go out to them, right?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, that's my home address for now. That's where we're at.
Oh, that is your home. Gotcha. Well, you know, Google expects service-based businesses to be run from the home, kind of run out of the truck. You know, you're going out to the customer. Mm-hmm. Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront. They wouldn't want you to have your home address listed online, though, unless it's something you really wanted to do, because Google doesn't want anybody to go out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days.
Right.
Now, I mean, if this is something that you're ready to move forward with today, the next step would be to schedule a follow-up call with your technician. We actually call it a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. Our technician will kind of verify information that I have, verify information off of your website, make sure that we know things like your mission statement, motto, slogan, anything like what's important as far as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And then I would actually be required to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you because we are Google partners. We're required to do that. It does, of course, outline your service agreement that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the service from $5.99 down to $2.99, reducing the one-time setup fee from $2.99 down to $99, and, of course, that it's month-to-month. Month, etc. Now, the voice verification is actually pretty straightforward. I am required, though, to read it before I could even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, the only thing is we are literally starting to work on our website tomorrow. We do not have a website yet. We are just starting to work on that.
Okay, gotcha. I was trying to pull it up, and it was saying that, you know, it's not available at this point. So how long, though, before you think that website would be completed? Like a couple of weeks or a month or more?
I'm hoping to do it less than a week.
Less than a week. Okay, that's perfect. I was going to say if it was going to be more than a week, we would do a kind of a placeholder website. It takes us about 5 to 7 business days to put together something Google compliant, mobile optimized, conversion driven. But, you know, the the process, I think the timing is perfect, you know, to put it this way. You know, we can't flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight. We have to make sure you're verified, recognized by Google and Bing. Even the Facebook ads, they want us to say 7 to 10 business days to get those up and running. And we will start creating the content to get you on that first page. But of course, it has to get crawled and indexed by Google. If it ends up being more than a week, if you know, like in the next few days or by the end of next week that it's going to take significantly longer, let us know, because again, we would be able to do a website for you at no cost. Is just kind of a placeholder, but it seems like it would be perfect timing in the next week or at the worst 2 weeks to get that website up and running, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. We're taking the next 2 days off work just for that reason. To get
oh, you are. Yeah, you're really kind of getting behind that to make sure it gets done. So yeah, it seems like perfect timing. Mm-hmm. Now, like I said, I think that would be okay as far as the timeline that it takes for us to get everything else in place. I think the website would be ready right about the exact same time, and that's perfect. You know, that website would need to be promoted, get it in front of people who, you know, wouldn't already need to know the name of your business, although I know you're quite well established and people are recommending you to their friends and things like that. But for everybody else, you know, getting that website where more people can see it and getting your phone ringing, I think is really going to help you get more of those jobs that you're looking for. And we did talk about it before as far as residential and commercial, and that was like a little bit of both, no real preference of one over the other, right?
Mainly more on the residential side. I mean, there's certain things I can do on commercial, other things I can't.
Okay, so
my license only goes to a certain amount.
You know? Gotcha. So it's for smaller jobs, so residential and light commercial.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And then, like I said, I could read that voice verification, and if everything makes sense, we can move forward from there. We can schedule your follow-up call, even for later today, if you've got time. If not, the calendar for tomorrow looks pretty wide open. It's a half-hour phone call. We schedule it by the hour. Gets you in the beginning part of the hour. Takes about a half an hour after that. But like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Just kind of basic knowledge questions off the top of your head regarding your business.
Okay.
Okay.
Tomorrow would be better.
Tomorrow would be better for that follow-up. Okay.
Yeah.
Schedule's pretty wide open for tomorrow. And I do have that voice verification pulled up. Like I said, it is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. And it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Jason, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Timber Creek Homes, LLC.
And you want the LLC to be included in that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jason Hanuska, owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Hanuska, as the owner of Timber Creek Homes, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct, yes.
Of course, make all the decisions for your company. And, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you would be using for our services, Jason, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services will in fact be able to contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Jason, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, well, first of all, of course, we wouldn't want you to be paying somebody else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important, right down to including the LLC, we want to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So, you know, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Jason, we ask that you at least let us know so we'll make sure that the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yep, that's fine.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online, as customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, would be charged today's date, the 30th of October, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, Jason, it would renew on the 30th of the month at the further reduced rate of just $299. And that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it'll never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included as well. And as I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if you wanted to pause the service seasonally, you certainly could do that by simply contacting our client support team. Jason, all that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Jason, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And then for that initial investment, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What's going to work best for you, sir?
Visa.
On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. And for you, is it just first and last or any middle initial?
Middle initial is A.
A? Okay. Perfect. And then, Jason, you said that was a Visa card. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do.
Yep.
I am ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right. So 4991 4800
Okay.
0009
Yes, sir.
7573
The expiration month and year?
08829
08 of 29 And then, Jason, the last three digits on the back of the card?
409
409 I got 409 on the back. I've got August or 08 of 2029 for the expiration date. And then was the card itself 4991 48 00097573
Correct.
Okay. Does that bill at the home address?
Yes.
Okay. Of course, the zip code is 55319. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as our hours of operation and the client support email. If you've got a pen handy, though, I'd be happy to give you that information now.
All right. Hold on. Let me go back to the kitchen
real quick. No problem. No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead.
Okay, perfect. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. Jason, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. And of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that I did just go over in the voice verification is provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer. We are looking at tomorrow, so it looks like with the one exception of 2 o'clock, there is at least one spot available every hour from the beginning, which would be 9 o'clock, to the very last one, which would be at 5 o'clock. Would you want something kind of mid-morning, later in the day, or even towards the very end of the day tomorrow?
Between, 9 and 11, anytime when that would work great.
Okay. Did you have a preference? 9 or 10, and then it'd be over by 11?
Yeah, 9 or 10. Yeah, 9 doesn't matter to me. 9 or 10 works for me for both.
Okay. We'll schedule it at 9 then, and the call will usually get to you right at or shortly after the top of the hour. So right about 9 o'clock, you'll get that phone call. Take about a half an hour after that. There's a 1 hour window in case you got a lot of extra questions. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I'll try to keep my line open, and I hope that I am available to say that quick hello. They will call you one way or another. They will have your file. They'll take very good care of you. I did want to do one last thing here today, and that's to just add a little bit of extra protection here on your account, a simple question and answer. And if anyone calls us, tells us that they're with Timber Creek Homes LLC, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to confirm the answer to the question. And then this is even more important, especially like in a week or so, once everything is up and active and online and you're starting to get phone calls, not just from your potential customers, which is exactly what we want, but if you're getting phone calls from anyone, even if they say that they're Local Splash or if they say that they're Google, if they're asking you for more information for your account, please make sure that they know the answer to the question and even the question itself, and also my name, which is Paul Gordon. And especially if anyone calls you and tells you that that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, don't even entertain that phone call. Just let them go. The voice verification was just now attached to your account, and it is that added form of protection that clearly states moving forward it bills on the 30th for just $2.99 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
We will do the pet name.
First pet. Okay. And what is the answer?
Frosty.
Frosty? Okay.
F-R-O-S-T-Y.
All right, perfect. I have to type that in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. And then the website domain is going to change too, right? It's not the old one?
Right, yeah. Nope. Because
we've got Cornerstone, Concrete, and Masonry. What is the new website domain?
We don't know yet. We haven't got anything. They were literally starting tomorrow.
Gotcha. Okay.
We have not done it.
That's okay. I'll I'll simply put that in the notes for our technician. And even if you don't know that answer tomorrow, just let us know when you do, and we'll get everything set up and squared away. On that note, anything and everything can be updated. If your phone number changes, okay, if your services change, or if you want to, you know, add a little bit of extra content, or send us more photos that we can post in certain places, we'll always be able to make changes, and there's never any additional cost for that. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you? It looks like you've gotten a couple of them, and one is still on the way. My system shows you've gotten the welcome email, which again has our client support phone number and contact information. It also has your login credentials for your tracking system. Let me open that up real quick. So your login credentials are, well, your username is fixed in our system too, so you can't change your username, but we did make it very easy for you to remember and very easy for us to associate with your business information to access your account. It is your phone number, area code included, but just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, that makes your username 612-685-7044. Your password you can change at any time. There is a default password that you can use to access your tracking system the very first time. It is COOLBING, all lowercase, no space, COOLBING. Again, you can change that at any time. If you do try to log in today, it's probably just going to give you a message saying that we're still in the process of setting everything up. We do need to do your client interview tomorrow for us to start creating the content for you to then track on your tracking system, your client dashboard, as we call it, because there's a lot more that you can do besides tracking the account. Of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes and things like that. You can always update any billing information. But in the next couple of days, you should get by text and email both confirmation that your tracking system is active and just repeating, reiterating and clarifying the username and the password. The other email that you should have gotten is the one that says local splash initial invoice. And if you could, please do open that one up. It says something like, hello, Jason. Welcome to Local Splash. Your invoice is located below, and then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two blue words, click here?
Got the initial one, okay. I just opened up the initial one. So what am I looking for again?
So if you're on the one that says local splash initial invoice, in the body of the email, so above the invoice, it says, yep, please click here, yep, to accept the subscription terms. You click on that, it goes to the local splash terms of experience. Jason, that's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Feel free to scroll through it. I know your time is valuable, so I certainly don't want to walk you through everything. But just real quick, Google's going to be our main focus because it's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people, though, will be choosing Bing over Google. Most of them will be searching on their smartphone. We will mirror the content on Bing, so you'll get those phone calls and opportunities as well. We are, of course, doing the Facebook ads, etc. Now, you'll see the line that goes across it. It populates your mobile number below it and a couple of boxes. We do want you to click both of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So, of course, click that box as well. You'll see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it, and that's where you would click and either type in your name as an exact match or copy and paste it. So if you're typing it in, the J, the middle initial A, and the H are all capitalized. There is not a period after that middle initial. Our system does not like punctuation in that particular field. And of course, if you're copying and pasting, just be careful to not copy an extra space either before your name or after. But once you've got an exact match of your name, click the confirm signature box. That's the orangish colored box. If you are on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways for that box to click up high enough for you to click on it. But once you do that, it does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service and the setup fee, etc. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it does ask you for your username and password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
figure out. Okay, I did the signature and now the screen went blank.
Oh, okay.
So
you were not able to click on it?
I clicked on it.
Oh, it looks good. Oh, it did. Okay, that I will have to let my tech team know about, but it looks like it did go through on our end. Normally, it would bring up that next page, which would ask you to log in to your account. The reason you would see it at that point in time is because our automated system thinks that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it. So neither of which is really true at this point. Like I said, we have to do your client interview first, but don't worry about that. I mean, obviously, you'll have access to your tracking system, and we'll let you know when that tracking system is active. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Obviously, the business is licensed. We know that. We've been waiting for that. Is it also insured?
Yes.
Of course, of course. It's just a silly question that I have to ask. You might see the other email, and that's just for it goes out to everyone, whether you're verified or not. But Google does want us to make sure that we know that you're an active, legitimate business. So if you can send us any photos of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, if you've got a business card or anything like that, just feel free to send us photos. There is a link through your client dashboard. You can click on that through your other email. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Let's see, so tomorrow you'll receive at 8 o'clock a reminder email that your follow-up call is scheduled at 9, and you'll also receive in just a second a calendar invitation for that 9 o'clock appointment. It's just a phone conversation. It's not a video conversation, and you certainly don't have to respond to that invite. Many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Otherwise, you are all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that going for you, especially with the launch of the new website, kind of the rebranding of the business and the services and things like that. We're pretty excited to kind of get in on the ground floor of the next evolution of your business. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and kind of earning your business 1 month at a time.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate your time. You take care, sir. You have a great rest of the day.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.